Guess Who on Radio 9, and this is the Music Explosion.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right. You got a man like you wanna be in the grave.
Because I can see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing spells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Subscribe to the newsletter at jaythurbershow.com.
Never bring me any tears.
Go on, Eric and Ernie, let's sing our song.
Let your
we'll be back live at the studio next week.
As the sun from up above, bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK. Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK. And terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh. Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Drives a big car too, and when I hold her in my arms, I never know what to do. She's got everything she needs, what does she need me for? Just a crazy fool, coming back for more. And I know she's no good, can't leave without a note. I should, everybody says, watch out, boy. She'll break your heart like it was a toy. If I only could, when she touches me, makes me feel so good. My heart's in her hand, this is sure a mess. No way I say no when she says yes, yes, yes. Take me, shake me, and tell me this ain't a dream. Everybody says, watch out, boy. She'll break your heart like it was a toy.
Been in Pittsburgh, you've actually saved it for about 3 weeks. That's Stephen Bishop on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Save it for a rainy day. Like I said, it's been about 3 weeks since we've had a decent rain around here, and I think by the time this airs, we will have caught up, or at least attempted to do so. We started this show off with Barney Kessel and Herb Ellis and Blueberry Hill. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week. Nice to be with you. Always a pleasure, and we have a lot of fun here, too. Fun like discovering what holidays we should be celebrating that we didn't know we should be celebrating. And that includes, on June 16th, Fresh Vegetables Day. Now, that should be every day, I think, but that's just me. International Waterfall Day. The third Friday in June is Take a Road Trip Day. That's a good time to do it. June 17th is Eat Your Vegetables Day, which is the day after Fresh Veggies Day, so once they're a day old, you can eat them. Let's see, National Hollerin' Contest Day, the third Sunday in June, or Saturday, rather. World Jugglers Day, that is the Saturday closest to June 17th, so I guess they juggle that one around a lot. June 18th this year, of course, is Father's Day, that's the third Sunday in June. Go Fishing Day, which is an appropriate thing to do. International Panic Day and International Picnic Day. So you can have an International Panic Picnic Day. Why not? Sushi Day. So you can have that at your panic picnic. And then National Splurge Day. It's also National Turkey Lovers Day, which is the third Saturday in June. June 19th, of course, is Juneteenth, and then it's also National Kissing Day and World Sauntering Day. That sounds interesting. June 20th is Ice Cream Soda Day, National Bald Eagle Day, and that's all that's on June 20th. June 21st this year is the first day of summer, and they call it finally Summer Day. Go Skateboarding Day, International Yoga Day, National Seashell Day, and National Selfie Day. And then June 22nd is Chinese Dragon Boat Festival, and National Chocolate Eclair Day, National Onion Ring Day, and World Rainforest Day. There are things that you can celebrate that you didn't know you needed to. But it looks like we've made it. Here's Frank Chatsfield on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy, and that was quite the easy set there with The Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by the London Sound 70 Orchestra. Before that, Sven Lebeck, I Can't Tell You Why, John Fox with A Cottage for Sale, Johnny Pearson did Canadian Sunset, and Frank Chaxfield started that set off with Looks Like We Made It. I made it through that one, didn't I? I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, Las Vegas. A family from Vegas claims they saw aliens in their backyard after something fell from the sky recently. Class TV, K-L-A-S-TV, released a 911 call audio from the morning of May 1st. The caller told the dispatcher there were two non-human beings up to 10 feet tall with large eyes staring at him from his backyard in the Northwest Valley. It happened about 40 minutes after something streaked low across the sky. A bright green flash was seen across Nevada, Utah, and Eastern California at the time. The flash was also recorded on a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body camera. Nearby Nellis Air Force Base says it was not involved with whatever happened that night. And that's the end of the story. I want to know a lot more. I have so many questions. Meanwhile, a family cleaning out their home in Los Angeles stumbled upon several bags containing 1 million pennies. John Rias said that he was cleaning out his father-in-law's home when he made the discovery. The bags of pennies were unopened, in unopened sealed bags. He's actually been contacted by a few coin collectors or people who specialize in this space. And just based off of some of the questions that they asked him, for example, having the lead-sealed bag or having bags from banks that weren't necessarily recognized, knowing that they are at least 40 years old or more. I've had quite a few collectors tell me that this is something that shouldn't be sold until we know what's going on. According to the New York Post, the family determined the coins are copper and not zinc, which the United States switched to in the 1980s. He has the coins listed on OfferUp, a resale website, asking for $25,000. The real value is the uniqueness of the coins. Okay. Meanwhile, also in California, a man's love of robots in disguise, the Transformers, led to his collecting of 5,150 pieces of Transformer memorabilia. A.J. Ard, who is the first captured the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of Transformer memorabilia in 2017, with only 1,313 items revealed to the record-keeping organization that his collection has now grown to over 5,000 pieces. His new record coincides with the release of the latest film in the franchise, Transformers: Rise of the Beasts. There you go. Some people will collect anything for recognition, and they got it here. Here's Jean-Louis Van Damme and his version of Sleepy Shores on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Okay.
She sang that in the 1977 release of Walt Disney's Pete's Dragon. That's Helen Reddy with Candle on the Water. She sang it to her long-lost love, who was out at sea, lost out at sea, and eventually returned, but they owned a lighthouse in the movie. It charted pretty well in 1978 at number 27 on the U.S. Billboard AC chart, and then it was also nominated for, let's see, the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1977, but it lost to You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. Before that, Al DeLore with Jean and Jean-Louis Van Damme and Sleepy Shores on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Bert Kempfert and Let Me Be There.
friendly talk and music that's comfortable to listen to. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunketvillevanians. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunketville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Ship Fitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine.
but I dined all alone.
Your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had to ship bitter blue. Loving you has made me banana.
Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. But I dined all alone.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Your father had the ship
blues. Loving you has made me bananas.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. Lex de Azevedo there with Higher and Higher, originally done by Jackie Wilson in 1967 and remade in 1977 by Rita Coolidge. Before that, Guy Marx in his lovely little parody there called Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. Paul Marriott before that in Copacabana, Ronnie Aldridge and The Last Song. John Fox, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', and Burt Kempfert with Let Me Be There. Totally apropos of nothing, I just received one of those random text messages that people send out just to be scammy, I think. The message reads, "Are you the guy that Aunt Doris introduced you to?" Well, Aunt Doris was far gone when she introduced me to myself, so yeah, I guess. Maybe so. Maybe one of these nights I'll find out. Here's Pat Valentino on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I realized that text message made absolutely no sense, so I thought I'd share it. Henry Mancini's going to take us up to the top of the hour with Big Noise from Winnetka. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.